Audible Incorporated presents How the Way We Talk Can Change the Way We Work. Written by Robert Keegan and Lisa Lasko Leahy. Narrated by Mo Egan. How the Way We Talk Can Change the Way We Work. Seven Languages for Transformation. By Robert Keegan and Lisa Lasko Leahy. Part 1. The Internal Languages. Building the New Machine. Chapter 1. From the language of complaint to the language of commitment. In the four chapters of Part 1, we engage you directly in a creative process rooted in your own experience to acquaint you intellectually with four languages for personal learning and reflective leadership. In particular, we intend to help you use the four languages to build the first draft version of a custom-designed mental machine that enables you to overcome the gravitational pull of your own third force, your own immunity to change. The recurring rhythm of the first four chapters is as follows. We pose a question to you and ask you to think about it individually for a few minutes. We guide you in making notes about what comes up for you. We know that most of you are likely to work your way solo through this book, and that is fine. If you are able to work with a partner or partners, you have the added benefit of hearing these novel language forms out loud and seeing more samples of what they produce than your own. Because we know that some readers are working with a partner and that some may be thinking of leading groups in this kind of learning, we want to take a moment before getting started to suggest a few ground rules we have found helpful. Ground rules for a collaborative experience in the first four chapters. If you can find one or two colleagues or friends to join you over the next four chapters, you'll likely value the help you get in building your own new technology and the chance to help others build theirs. If you're considering leading groups in this kind of learning, it may be helpful to know we have worked with groups as large as 800 and found the experience quite satisfying. Our only caution is that the talk teams stay a uniform 2 or 3 in size throughout the room, so that there is no large team whose members are always feeling behind in the developing process of inquiry, reflection, and checking in that occurs over these next four chapters. Ground rule for you as speaker. Regarding these check-ins, as you'll see, the inquiries over these next four chapters get closer and closer to the bone. You may find you are happy to convey your reflections to others early on, but prefer to let them in on less and less as things go further. This is why we suggest a main ground rule in your role as a speaker. How much or how little?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?